Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to your favourite Rush Hour. We're all around the world and we're here at the District in the casino celebrating Bluey's 50th birthday party for the 11th time.
It was 6 months ago, wasn't
it? How many does he want?
We're getting a wonderful crowd building up here, so come down, say hello. We're live until 7 o'clock, boys, so really good to be around. But we've got to just straighten up a little bit with a heavy heart. Gee, I knew I was going to stuff this up.
You're right, Jazz.
All right, mate, come on.
You're good.
You're right.
We lost Russell Ebert.
We lost Russell Ebert this afternoon.
Sorry.
He's been obviously really sick with leukemia and very close friend of Jazz's. And what you're hearing now is live and real. I came to the establishment with Jazz tonight to the District, and what a great place it is. And thanks for coming. We came in today, had no knowledge of this. Obviously, everyone knew he was really sick. And we saw the video that went out a couple of months ago, and I think everyone was in shock from that point onwards. But we obviously lost a champion, not only of the SNFL, but football in general. And on the way in, we had no knowledge of this until we walked in and someone came up. One of you guys came up and said, "Have you heard this?" And we'll know. And the first instinct, wasn't it, Charles? We didn't want to believe it. In cases like this, you don't want to believe things. So no, that's not right. And you want to believe that, but you know when it sinks in, and you know we're running through how we're going to do the opener, how we're going to do this because we're live at the District. We want to entertain you, but as you can see, he meant so much to so many people and he's really close to Jazz. And as you can see, we had it all sorted. We had the opener all sorted, but this is real and this is what live radio gets and is like. And, you know, we didn't want to do anything until obviously Port Adelaide came out and made a statement, and they have done that. And we'll get Bluey now to read the statement when it come out. And I think that statement there was the time that it all sank in for us. And Bluey, if you want to just read it out.
Yeah, no worries, Bern. That statement was released about 15 minutes ago. The Port Adelaide Football Club, on behalf of the Ebert family, sadly advises that club legend Russell Ebert passed away peacefully this afternoon after a battle with leukaemia. The four-time McGarry medalist and member of the Port Adelaide Football Club and Australian Football Hall of Fame passed away at home, surrounded by his family, aged 72. Ebert, who played a club record 392 games and won 3 premierships and 6 best and fairest awards, was recently elevated to legend status in the South Australian Sport Hall of Fame. The club asks that the Ebert family's privacy is respected at this time and thanks everyone on the family's behalf for the love and support it has received in recent months.
And part of that, when we sort of heard the news, I wrote a few things down about, you know, what Russell Ebert has done. And as I started writing, I filled almost 2 pages up with the stuff he'd done and almost had to cut it short. Russell Ebert, Order of Australia medal, originally from the Riverland, 392 games, Bluey, as you mentioned, 294 goals. For Port Adelaide, all-time games record holder, as you mentioned. He went over to Victoria and tried his hand for a while, 25 games, 29 state games for South Australia, unbelievable effort, 3 as captain, and he was a coach as well for a few years, 3-time premiership player, 4-time McGarry medalist, 6-time Port Adelaide best and fairest, and probably the footballer of South Australia, and that's why it's, you know, with heavy hearts that we have to mention that today, but you know, even Jar's telling me a little story off air before we went to air, you know, in the backyard growing up, it was Darren versus Andrew, which Darren probably would have won a lot of those battles, to be honest.
Yeah, good which, point, yeah, Brent.
But he always said, Barry Robin number 10 was Andrew, and Darren was always number 7, Russell Ebert, yeah. And that's how much of an influence he had on young kids growing up, and their careers just crossed over for a short period of time. But in honour of Russell Ebert, we'll throw to a little montage.
Russell Ebert's got it. was born in Bury, 1949, and football was in his blood. He moved to the Big Smoke and in 1968 debuted for Port Adelaide as an 18-year-old. This would be the start of a highly decorated and memorable career.
When you win that premiership, you win it for the whole club. You win it for every supporter.
Take us a bloody long time, but by Jesus, worth it.
Here in South Australia, by far the highest individual honour is to win the McGarry Medal. Only one player has won the McGarry Medal four times.
The first player ever to win four McGarry Medals, Russell, you bloody beauty.
Ebert is considered one of the club's greatest players of all time, proving effective in the attacking roles due to his physical build and stamina, while having the proficiency to hit teammates with accurate spearing passes.
Port Adelaide into attack, they need a goal, over to Ebert.
Is credited with blooding a large number of champions that helped propel the club into the Australian Football League.
To anyone who's aspiring to be a league player, work as hard as you can, do whatever the coach instructs you, whether you think it's right or wrong. It's just a matter of hard work. The more you put in, the more you'll get out of the game. Do it to the best of your ability and don't do anything half-hearted.
Russell continued to give back to the club and the South Australian community with his leadership of the club's Power Community Youth Programs. And was particularly passionate about the Power to End Violence Against Women, challenging gender-based attitudes and promoting respectful relationships and an end to domestic violence.
We are more disrespectful now than I believe ever before, which is unacceptable, and that's why we continue with the messages of respectful relationships.
Ebert was also a passionate supporter of children living with disabilities and was a fundraising ambassador for the disability service organisation Novita.
I'm be a little bit self-indulgent here, but every day after school, as a little boy, I wore my Port Adelaide gear, and I got a nan to put number 7 on my back because I just wanted to be Russell Ebert. I know that sounds funny, but that's all I wanted to do when I was a kid. I remember talking to my dad about this once, and I grew up to commentate football, and I used to fly into state every weekend with Russell Ebert, and I thought, how good is this? The bloke, he was my hero. And I got to work with him, got a cool footy with him, played tennis at his house a lot.
He was also a regular blood donor at the Lifeblood Donor Centre, right up until he was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukaemia late last year.
His wife, Di, is the sister of Kim Lehman, who lives up at Wakery. And they're my best mates. It's sad to see a strong man in the shape he is at the moment.
An amazing kick around the corner, Evans.
Lights will guide you home.
A paragon figure, not only to the Port Adelaide Football Club, but also the SA community.
Just a sincere thank you for all the support you've given us over so many years. Onward and upward.
Lost, but not forgotten. Russell Ebert.
And what a great tribute that was to the great man. And yeah, round of applause, well done. He meant so much, as we said, to so many. And obviously Brett went on to play for Port Adelaide as well in the AFL, which he was so proud of. And Brad, who not only played in the AFL, but is also a Triple M employee as well and does the Saturday show with us. And we have a lot of fun with Brad. So our thoughts go out to them.
Absolutely.
And what we thought we'd do now, because we're live and it's real and it's only just, well, people are only just finding out it, we're only just finding out about it, is we thought we'd go to the phone.
1-333-53. Fondest memories of the great man.
Yeah, love
boy.
It. Love it. Fondest memories, yeah. Any stories growing up at Alberton, yeah. Him as a kid, anything you've got out there, 1-333-53. Ring up and we want to hear your stories.
Yeah, beautiful.
Port Adelaide fans out there, you're bleeding. You've lost one of your all-time greats, and we feel for you, and our condolences go out to you guys. Let's get on the phones. Let's celebrate what was one of the greatest careers of all time. He's right up there. He sits alongside.
I think he's the top.
You know, him and Barry Robin are probably the two greatest ever South Australian footballers we've ever had, but just great men too, great people. So, G, who's on the phone, lovey?
We've got Richard from Kersbrook on the phone, mate.
G'day, Richie.
Hey, g'day, Jarvis. How are you, mate?
Fondest memory of the great man, Russell Ebert?
A few years ago, we had to set some flat fires up here.
Yeah.
Russell brought all the Port boys up. It's an absolute gentleman. a real listener, a real aura about the man, just a legend. Just to the Ebert family, but we don't forget people like that up here, and just thank you for him, and he's a champion. I'm a Nord supporter, Jarves, and I'm sitting in the car crying, mate.
Jeez. So that's that's the thing. It wasn't just he was a champion footballer. He's a champion person and bloke, because the fires that went through there ripped through the hearts of a lot of families, and he got all the Port Adelaide boys up there to help clean up and support. Yeah. And this is what separates champion footballers to the elite champions, and he was one of them.
I think everyone that has some sort of profile, like Russell Ebert, really needs to be listening to this and hearing the effect that he had on so many people, because, that's a very common theme with Russell Ebert. Yes, you know, all the things that he achieved on the football field, but he achieved even more, and what a champion bloke he was, and what he did for the community and people in all walks of life is just as much as what he did, if well not said. More, on no, the well football said. Field.
Blue. Who's next, G?
Mary from Royal Park.
Hello, Mary. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
How are you feeling, love? Fondest memories of one of the greats, Russell Ebert.
He's amazing. At an event, we're all cleaning up, and someone said, look, mate, you shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be cleaning up. And there's no job too great for anyone. And he just kept on cleaning up. And when he showed the boys, young boys, through the pub room, the fondest memory was him going on about the volunteers, how great the volunteers were at the club, and cleaning the shoes and things like that for the young lads. He always remembered, you know, how amazing he was for the young lads and for family. So we're just going to miss him, and condolences to his family and friends, and such a sad, sad news tonight. Yeah.
Beautiful said, Mary.
Yeah. Royal Thank Park you. Too. Yeah. Port Adelaide supporter, Mary.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah.
Gee, who worse, love?
Glenn in Surrey Downs.
Glenn, welcome.
How you going, guys? I'm not a Port Adelaide person by no stretch. I'm struggling to even eat my tea. Sorry. I know it's not football season. It's cricket season. Tomorrow, when you start play, guys, black armbands, minute silence.
Well, that's a fair point.
Yep.
And I think I'm heading over to Stansbury to play tomorrow. So I might actually get the boys to do that.
Yeah, because we've lost, we haven't just lost an icon of football. We've lost a great South Australian.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Thanks, Glenn.
Well spoken.
Let's go to Mick. G'day, Mick. Thanks for holding on, mate.
Nick in Brahma Lodge.
Oh, g'day, Nick. Sorry, Nick.
He's not good with names.
He's not good.
No, he forgets my name.
I'm not good at all.
It's sad news to hear, bloody, that's happened. He was actually the bloke that gave me my first medal playing junior footy.
What medal was it?
I don't know if you guys know much about the school footy comps. They used to do like zonal teams.
Yeah.
So basically they'd pick the best players out of the north, south, east and west schools, and then they'd all play in comps against each other.
Yep.
And basically it was one night at Centrals, I was in that team and we ended up getting absolutely slaughtered, but I kicked the only goal for the northern team and I got the best player in the team medal given to me.
He gave you the medal.
Typical.
Well, he always looked after people, didn't he?
Good on you, Mick.
No worries,
Thank
guys.
You, mate. So we've got to keep moving forward.
I think it was Mick.
Mick.
No, it was Nick.
It was Nick. Oh,
you got it right.
G'day, Darren. Welcome, Daz.
Yeah. Hello.
How are you, mate? Your fondest memory of the great man, Russell?
Well, it's just a bit of footage that I remember seeing as a young lad. And when he was, I don't know who he's playing, but he was on his knees and there was about four players around him. And he had them all stuffed, handball, and he just dummied the whole lot of them. And it was, I just still remember that. It was unbelievable. Yeah, it was just magic, magic.
I think I've seen the same footage. Yeah. It's in black and white. And he's like on his knees and he's making out handball four or five times.
Yeah.
And everyone's bamboozled. And they don't know what's going on. I'm like, why didn't someone tackle him? But they had it.
No one wanted to touch him. That's all. You know, another fella said, I'm a Nord man, but I'll tell you what, he's a legend. And that's just one thing that sticks in my head, that bit of footage. I remember thinking, wow, champion.
Yeah. All right, thanks, beautiful. Thanks for those thoughts, Darren. I remember how big his hands were, Jar.
Yeah.
He used to make the football look like a little pea his hands.
Jar, you would have woken up this morning like, pretty disappointed, really, because, because Australia won.
We played
Bangladesh. But you
Stansbury Cricket A-grade squad would have been more competitive than Bangladesh.
Oh, no, we'd beat Bangladesh and Australia.
So don't get too excited about
Stansbury
the result.
Out of it. But you would have woken up really disappointed you barrack for anyone that's playing against Australia at the moment.
Yes,
you're filthy. You're angry.
No, I don't.
You do. You love it when the Australian cricket team lose.
Not at all.
You do. You come in and you just can't wait to sink it into
but this
me.
Is the
you
test
get in
team.
Early.
This is the test team that's playing T20 cricket.
But you get...
Is that being tackled by the...
Hey, B. That's B.
That's
hey,
B
you know what
Blewett,
he said
mate?
On the way in? All the listeners
don't,
here.
Don't.
He goes, oh, look at the setup. Have a look at the setup. They've forgotten me. Because it's obviously Bluey's 50th. They've forgotten me. There's Greg and there's Bernie. Where's A for Andrew? I said, Jars, it's Bluey's 50th. I think that's Greg Blewett. He goes... Sorry. But right. Back to the cricket.
Yeah. What?
So, no, but what about the bet you've had? Are
well,
you
what
gonna
bet?
Put your, we said put
well,
your plums out.
He's got little plums now.
No, he's got half a plum. They're tied in knots.
They're tied.
They've just lost their tenderness, actually.
So what's happened?
Lost their masculinity.
I had a vasectomy about 3 weeks ago. But I'm like a raging bull at the moment.
No, you've lost all masculinity whatsoever.
You started to turn into Delta Goodrum.
You weren't born with
anyway,
a lot of it.
How did we get on to my puns? We're talking about cricket.
Hang on.
What
Numbnuts
said yesterday.
Yes,
so you're
Yes, boom.
Back the Australian team. You love Australian cricket.
Absolutely.
Love,
no, he doesn't.
Well, no.
Oh, well, hang on.
Well, we had a win.
Oh, what I need to do, I just need to throw to yesterday's show.
Okay.
When you were so confident and so complimentary of the Australian lineup, throw to it, G.
Now, obviously, the T20 side's getting smashed because we can't win a game.
Can we just stick with them? They play tonight, Bangladesh.
Why don't you go to bet the next two games? You go both wins, you go both wins.
Well, you can't bet on radio because you've got to gamble responsibly.
So you're all over the codes. And then you got Payne, and then you got the best bowling attack in the world.
Absolutely.
So let them go.
I've never questioned any of that.
Right.
I'm only questioning the T20 team.
Warnie was talking about the test.
When we have
he
our.
Little, Bugs Bunny.
When
yeah,
we
yeah,
have
yeah,
our.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
we have our.
What's up, Doc? So you were just piling on.
Actually, if we rewind about 3 or 4 days ago, Jars is like, well, we're not going to make the next round. Yeah. We're an absolute joke. He wants everyone sacked. We're a test team. So all of a sudden overnight, we've played Bangladesh. We bowled them out for 74. We got them in just over six overs. And all of a sudden, now we've leapfrogged South Africa.
Yeah.
Our run rate's better.
Yep.
So now we are a great chance of going through to the finals.
Do you know what he wore when he rocked up to pick me up this afternoon to come here? You know what he was wearing?
What was I wearing?
An Australian cricket top. He's back on him in a big way. I've never seen someone jump in and out of a boat so quickly.
We are
apart from Noah's Ark, the giraffe.
We've got West Indies, haven't we?
We've got the West Indies.
Right. And we'll beat them.
But with last night's win,
even if we lose against the West Indies and South Africa lose against England, we're through.
We're in.
So
we're in the finals.
Stick with us.
So that bet.
Did Davey Warner make any runs?
Well, he got 14. That's all right.
14.
No, he might have got 18 actually.
Oh, that's a good. That's
he'll
that was a good 18.
You're kidding me.
He got dropped 3 times.
Can I just replay something that happened last night. So I was watching Fox Sports and my great mate, Mark Waugh, was trying to work out...
Does he remind you of Jars a bit, Mark Waugh?
A little bit with his...
not the way he played cricket.
The way he is with numbers. Because what he was trying to do was...
Because you're a numbers man,
I'm a dyslexicon.
Yes.
A dick.
What he was trying to work out was how many overs Australia had to get the runs by... For us to leapfrog South Africa with the run rate.
First.
We will afterwards.
First.
All right, so here's Mark Waugh last night on Fox Sports.
So, what, 10 overs was that?
Oh, 73, 10 overs maximum. 8 overs. 8 12 to 76 runs at school, so Hang on. 8 overs.
Okay, let's go for 8 overs. We'll go to break, come back on the other.
So, Charles.
So, what was it?
Ask him the question.
Yeah.
He said 8 12s are 76 when he went to school.
Yeah. Well,
and he got it wrong. I'm giving you the tip, he got it wrong.
Yeah, okay.
So what do you think it is? 8 12s.
8 12s.
3, 2, 1,
8 12s, bang, 12s, go.
84.
No, that's close. That's close.
That's 11 of them.
No, I'm only kidding.
12 is 12 more than 84.
Yeah,
12, what's that?
12 is 144.
No. 12 go. More than 84, what's that?
Go with 8 tens. Go with 8 tens.
10 12 is 120.
No, what's 84 plus 12?
84 plus 12. 84, I'm a dyslexian. 84 dyslexian. Plus 12.
84.
He's working, he's writing it down.
96.
Yeah.
Hey. 96.
And he had to write it down. He's,
no,
he
didn't. Exactly. I just wrote my signature. You're autograph.
Oh, yes,
I saw him autograph.
You signed it, number two.
Tweets just come through, guys. Byrne, yes. It is understood that SA Premier Steve Marshall will reach out to the Ebert family to offer a state memorial or funeral for Russell if they choose.
And yep. So they should. Yep.
Right. So yeah, they should.
Well done, Steve Marshall.
Yeah, so no doubt.
That will be big.
And our love and prayers go out to Di and Tammy, Ben and Brett from the Ebert family.
And their extended family too. But it's that time of the night, Jazz, where we go to... Because we're live, normally we get this text question that comes in. But... today we thought we'd just get out to the crowd and ask him a question. I didn't have to go far. The text line question,
text
Jars.
Text line, yeah, okay.
You know,
yeah.
You what, you never heard
no,
of it?
No, I'm happy
well,
with it.
Well, we just had, I'm going to ask a random person. Oh, here we go, I found someone. Here we go. Do you want to just introduce yourself? What's your name?
Rob.
And Rob, where are you from?
Morphett Vale.
Rob from Morphett
Vale.
G'day,
Rob.
Yeah, say g'day to Blue.
How are you, Bluey?
Yeah, I'm good, Rob.
How are you, mate?
This is Jazz.
Sister, he didn't say good day to you, Jazz.
G'day, bud.
Yeah.
I've seen you before.
Have you? Yeah. But what is your question to us? And it would want to be a good one.
Bernie and Bluey, has Jazz ever told you about when he was a gun for hire at Morphett Vale Cricket Club?
No, he hasn't, Rob. He hasn't,
Okay,
but I would like to know.
Rob.
Okay.
Yes, Bluey.
The main thing there, Rob... is
gun?
That
the gun bit?
Well, yeah, there's guns, but also that he's for hire. Who the hell? Would hire Jars?
No.
Blue. Hang on. I think this is a poor. This is actually a reflection on the Morphett Vale Cricket Club, because why would you hire that?
Well,
have a look at it.
Well,
they had a fair amount of money, and Andrew said, "Yeah, I'll come and play."
Thanks,
yeah,
Rob.
for a lot of money.
No, not for me.
You shut up. You put your mic down for a bit.
For the club.
This is between me and
Let
Rob.
Let Rob explain what happened.
Well, you just put your mic down. So, because gun for hire, you paid the big bucks, and he promised the world. What actually happened in that cricket game?
He actually snicked it to first or second slip, first ball, and didn't walk.
So,
I don't mind that.
It's gone to second slip, and he hasn't walked. Was there any doubt it may have come off his thigh pad or something?
Definitely not.
Rob, can I just ask, so what all the good cricketers do, right, if they miss out... with one thing, with the batting, he must have made up for it with the ball.
Did
he take a catch?
Fielding, he's quick.
Was it his leadership? Was it?
He just jumped in his car and went home, I think.
Oh, yeah. So he took his $25 and...
Rob.
Oh, you paid overs. You paid $25.
No, we made a lot of money for the club that day. It was a very good day.
He said there was a big crowd that came
out. There was a massive crowd.
Expecting a lot.
Yeah, they did.
And so what's your response?
That bowled,
is that true?
The guy that bowled was bowling about 145.
Oh, yeah, was he?
And it was brutal.
What was it, a spinner?
It was like Division 5 or something.
I did.
Can't be gun for hire and deliver that sort of crap.
And I was disappointed with my performance. Yeah.
So you went home.
But no, the fact is that I'm normally very honest with cricket, and I didn't walk. I was disgusted with myself, so I got myself out.
Oh, so second or third slip?
No, it wasn't third slip. It was the keeper.
Hang on.
Anyway, thanks, Rob. Security.
Yeah, he dove a fair way.
Let's get Rob out.
You can come on whenever you want, mate.
There
Rob,
you go.
Actually, we're looking for a permanent role on here because someone's sort of half maybe finishing up.
Thanks, Rob. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, mate.
Okay. Good on you, Robbie.
Let's go.
Got the storm jumper on too. Good on you.
Now, how you going, mate, with your 50th? You're
no,
all right?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Well, it was about a week and a half ago.
It was.
And you guys stuffed it up, actually.
No, well, we went to
what
the old...
Mean?
We went to another establishment last Sunday.
No, you weren't, actually.
There was no tab, and there was no one there. You got no friends.
Oh, shut up.
You got no friends, buddy.
Mate, you're telling the same
four
old...
people there, four people.
Well, I talked Maz.
I think
there was you and I, Maz.
He claimed my mates
but
as well.
But we were meant to be having this night, last Friday night. And you stuffed it up. You're like, oh, yeah, but we're going away. But you were still home last Friday night.
So now it's my fault.
It was your fault.
Well, we didn't really want to go.
There's more people here at the district than there was at your function last. So you'll be paying the tab at the end. So drink up, lovey.
Oh, yeah.
It's all on Bluey.
No, it's all on our boss, Matty O. Yes, Matty.
I'm not even sure if Bluey has a wallet.
What have you got?
Nothing.
How can we grind our moustaches? Do we... Someone said it looked like Burt Reynolds.
Do you know why we're doing this? Because Burt Reynolds...
Yeah.
No, you don't.
And
but Bluey started this, right?
Yeah.
And remember he came to us and go, boys, do you want to do the Movember? I've been approached.
Yeah.
First question he asked was, how much money do I get?
Oh, shut up.
Well, I can't even see
yours. And
then
he goes, actually, yes, you can. I'm just not under the light.
You got nothing
there,
mate.
Better.
You got fluff.
It gets better, but... And then he was like, oh, can I pull out on like the 27th November? Because
well,
I need to do TV.
Too, mate.
Luckily, I organised with Cricket Australia for the Afghanistan test to be scrapped because that was the end of November.
Right.
And I would have been rocking up.
Yours is going to be really
you
solid.
You can't grow one.
Aren't you?
Look at
you.
What about the sideies? What about the sideies
You know,
I've seen better things in a puddle in Bali.
Now, mate.
Not funny,
Gene. Stansbury Cricket Club. Tomorrow, are you playing? And we spoke to Farmer Tim today.
Can't confirm or deny that I'll be playing.
Well,
tomorrow.
Why not? You're playing Yorktown tomorrow.
We are, yes.
So why can't you confirm? And am I being looked at or not?
I just need a few things to get over the line.
Well,
first.
What's that
I've
then?
Got a few demands.
What's that then, Chunk Lips?
I need a masseuse there because my back's been stiff.
And what else do you need?
You know what? I need a cricket top. Because you thieved about 17 of them last year's grand final.
But that was the triple XL.
Don't
so
go
you could
actually, I'd be swimming in that. You know what? Where is that? Because
no, you're not
I
getting
need
it back.
My mum and dad, they don't have bed sheets on my bed at home. Have you got?
Don't go there.
Can you bring that one? But
no,
to answer your question, there's been no approaches from our Stansbury Cricket, proud Stansbury Cricket Club.
Yes, you are.
And I spoke to the president today just to confirm.
Farmer Tim.
No approaches to
from
one A drama.
Yeah,
no.
Well, they can get stuff because I'm going to Millington.
Talking of approaches, we're getting the wind up. The president of Stansbury, my phone has been ringing off the hook.
Yeah, no way.
What are they? Do they need someone to fill our drinks up?
They can't afford me, mate.
Obviously, we're global. We're the Rush Hour Global.
Right around the world.
Never heard that
we're
before.
We're a much-loved organisation. So let's go and just check out our highlight tapes for this
I'm
week.
Worried.
This would be good.
I'm worried.
It's time to sit back and press play. This is the Rush Hour's highlight tapes.
You're guilty!
It's been another big week for Bernie, Bluey and Jars on the Rush Hour, the global show no one else is doing weeknights from 6 p.m. Now, let's start by going back to last Friday when Jarman supposedly had a migraine and missed the show.
A migraine? He's never had one of them in his life.
He said, got a migraine, I'll be in bed, see you Monday.
Does he know where a migraine is? It's in your head.
And you need a brain?
You need half a brain to get one.
Funny how you still play golf the next day, Jarman. Remarkable recovery. But talking about Jarman, we found out that maybe he's still got it. Now, this is what happened when we spoke to our news correspondent, Kate, in the US.
What part of America are you from, Kate?
Just like California, American place.
Californian?
What are you
wearing? Oh, here we go.
Hello. So, come
I like where this is going.
Hello. Thank you for your time.
I just Googled you. Which one's the bald guy?
That's Jazz.
Oh, I like the shine.
We also found out this week that Bluey's going to be on a panel at the Gawler Racecourse.
What are you going to talk about?
Oh, I think some more interesting stuff than the Crows camp.
You know what he's going to talk about?
Beer with Bluey Boots.
Face of Mustache Ahmed. You get down to him all the time.
This is on this show. I'll talk about the reasons why Bernie was traded to Melbourne instead.
Oh. Oh.
Talking horse racing this week was the race that stops the nation, a phrase Jarman loves. One man celebrating was Port Adelaide legend Hamish Hartlett, who was out with Burns mate Tom Rockliffe.
Now, we hear a little rumour you might have been just fluttering around at Morphettville yesterday. Ex-teammates.
Yes.
And there was one there that, he had to go out and get a new suit because his suit doesn't quite fit anymore. And I speak of the man Tom Rockliffe.
Oh,
now,
no.
What are his skin folds at the moment? I heard they had to roll him out of there.
What's happened to his face?
He's been stung by a swarm of bees.
Geez, a bit rough on poor Rock, but maybe it got better when you spoke to Ollie Wines about him.
Now, my wife was watching the news last night and Tom Rockliffe's face came
Be
up
careful.
On the news and she said, what's happened to him?
Stung by a swarm of bees.
He's just enjoying his retirement.
He's in the farm.
I've never seen a man now get through as many stubbies as he does in a round of golf. So must be going to his cheeks.
Clearly not. Even when Rocky is on the show, he's not safe, particularly if he hangs up first.
Nice one, Rock.
See you, Rock.
See you, mate.
See ya.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, love it. That's not a beer with Bluey. You're just throwing us under
the
bus.
Change it up.
You sat back and just licked your lips, didn't you?
Just giggling like a little
fat
hyena.
Bloody lips.
I pumped him up too.
You did turn so
did
all
that back. I agree with you. 4 years for five games.
Yeah.
Slow and
overrated. He robbed Bluey.
Huge shorts too.
He used all the material.
Small
carbs,
wrapping
around his thin, fat ass cheek.
Big fat. Even get stuck. Yeah.
Waddling around in the midfield like
I need a men's health chat.
Double chin.
Wow. Also this week, Brenton joined the Furious Five quiz and by far one of our strongest contestants to date.
It's time for the Furious Five.
The Furious Five.
What are the four Grand Slam events in tennis?
Oh, that's good.
That's a shit question.
Where's Brenton? Are you there? Hello.
It's Earth and Doris.
Are we talking
in a different language?
Brenton's thinking.
You can say your name first and then think.
I know.
I
know. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
No. Brenton, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm just thinking.
In fairness, though, when it comes to quizzes, Jarman clearly isn't much better.
Yesterday in the Melbourne Cup, very elegant one. Mm. Who was second and
Andrew,
third?
Insensitive. Incensed Eye, Peter Moody's horse. And Glamour of Hope.
Oh. Insensitive.
Glamour of Hope. Come on, Chunky.
And that is going to wrap up another big week for this global show. So until next week, just remember, no one else is doing it.
Good on you guys.
Insensitive. Came second, did it?
You know what's a bit of a worry?
What's that, buddy?
We were the only one. I was looking around the crowd.
Yes.
Through those highlights, we were the only ones laughing.
No one else laughed. They love our show.
No one else is doing it. No one else is laughing either.
Can we just say a big thank you to the districts for having us here for Bluey's 50th birthday, and our condolences and prayers go out to the late, great Russell Ebert, who passed away today, to Di, to Tammy, to Ben and Brett. Our thoughts are with you. Rest in peace, great man, and one of the greatest blokes ever to be on this great earth of ours, and we'll sorely miss him. So our prayers and love goes out to the Ebert family. Guys, thanks for joining us. Take care. Have a good weekend. It's a Rush Hour.
Thank you.